Jackson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Hundreds of thousands of mourners saying farewell to Pope Francis.
For your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven.
Mourners, including President Trump, Britain's Prince William, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, heard of the late pontiff's exhortation to build bridges, not walls. Here's CBS's John Dickerson.
Former President Joe Biden in the crowd with his signature Ray-Ban sunglasses on, a lifelong devout Catholic who leaned on his faith repeatedly through the trials of his life.
Will the peacemaking Francis so passionately endorsed happen on the sidelines of his funeral? Here's CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
We have learned that President Zelensky of Ukraine and President Trump have met just before this service and now have plans to meet again.
Wow.
Then the bells of the Vatican began tolling as the coffin was readied for its final journey, not inside the Vatican, but in the Basilica of St. Mary Maggiore in a run-down part of Rome. Here's Monsignor Anthony Figueredo.
He wanted a very simple funeral. Remember that this coffin is a simple wooden casket that we are seeing. The traditional papal coffin had three different levels, cypress, zinc, and oak. Francis said, I want to be buried like every other person.
In other news, Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan scheduled to be arraigned on May 15th in the federal courthouse in Milwaukee after being arrested on suspicion of, quote, intentionally misdirecting federal agents away from an immigrant being sought by the authorities. More from CBS News justice correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The FBI alleges Judge Dugan engaged in obstruction, a federal felony for which she now is criminally charged. Her name is on the defendant's signature line in the release conditions. Some Democrats have called this an overreach, a new front, and a threat to democracy with the Trump administration. And the attorney general said it is a righteous and justified arrest.
Overseas, Iran and the United States have started in-depth negotiations in Oman over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program, talks that are likely going to hinge on the Islamic Republic's enrichment of uranium. Iranian state television and a U.S. source report that the talks have started in the capital, Muscat. And organizers of the London Marathon are urging competitors not to try for personal bests tomorrow. Apparently, the weather's meant to be unseasonably hot and dry in London. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, lots of sunshine, highs near 59 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Partly sunny with a high near 60 on Sunday, a little breezy. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, a low near 47. Showers and storms Monday, 70.
Currently 33 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Come on along and join our party, for it's happy polka time. You'll hear your favorite polka ditties throughout our polka time. It's time to grab your polka partner and join in the fun. Ma and Pa and Grandpa too, for it's happy polka time.
Okay, that's Walter Ostenick kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company for the next hour. Glad you could join us this morning. And we're getting to the end of April here, so we're going to continue with a lot more of your favorites. Some new ones that I just picked up from Carol in the Keynotes. And that Steve Meisner album, we're going to feature that again. And we've got some other newer recordings here. So anyway, let's get things kicked off here from Carol and the Keynotes and the Lake City Polka.
We'll be right back. sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello.
Carol in the Keynotes and Everywhere You Go. Oh, yes, we're going to call on Chad Sibilski and the boys right now, and they're going to play for us Sophie's Polka.
Zosia, Zosia, Zosia kopinie zamiatała, ima, ima, ima cię zapołam. Zosia kopinie zamiatała, ima cię zapołała. Zosia kopinie zamiatała, ima cię zapołała. Matka, matka, matka lampie zaświeciła, ima, ima. Ima dzieje zobaczyła, matkę lampie zaświeciła. Ima dzieje zobaczyła, matkę lampie zaświeciła. Ima dzieje zobaczyła. Ima dzieje zrobić się, że ta, że ta, że te doszczę całuje. Czy ty ma dzieje zrobić się, że tak Zosię całuje. Czy ty ma dzieje zrobić się, że tak Zosię całuje. Czy Zosia, Zosia, Zosia kopnie zamieciała. Ima, ima, ima dzieje zapołała. Zosia kupnie zamietała, ima dzieje zapołała. Zosia kupnie zamietała, ima dzieje zapołała. Thank you.
yeah, the Steve Meisner Band, the Legacy Band, backing him up on that one. And that was the Baltic Inn Polka. Do like that. We have Jack Taddy and the band coming up yet. Be one more tune before we take a little station break. And it's Little Doc's Polka. Recording from Jack Taddy and his Taddy Bears, and that was the Little Doc's Polka. We'll send it out to my grandson, Little Doc. That's what we'll do. Hey, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Radio Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. We have Barbara and the Carousels up next with a nice song here, When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New, from Barbara and the Carousels.
Thank you. that I dreamed came true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still see the gold ring that's there. Love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Saying farewell to Pope Francis, CBS's John Dickerson was watching President Trump, Prince William, and the other mourners in St. Peter's Square.
Former President Joe Biden in the crowd with his signature Ray-Ban sunglasses on, a lifelong devout Catholic who leaned on his faith repeatedly through the trials of his life.
On the sidelines, a possibility of the peacemaking Francis so passionately endorsed. Here's CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
We have learned that President Zelensky of Ukraine and President Trump have met just before this service and now have plans to meet again.
Wow.
The coffin has now arrived at its final destination. CBS's Seth Doan is
there. There is a great anticipation. People have been waiting here for hours and hours in this beautiful day, but the hot sun. And Pope Francis's final resting place at this beautiful basilica here in the heart of Rome.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Vicki Barker, live in
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, lots of sunshine. Highs near 59 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Partly sunny with a high near 60 on Sunday. A little breezy. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night. A low near 47. Showers and storms Monday, 70.
Right now, 35.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Party with Tim the Polka Guy. Yup, lots of good music. We got Eddie Blozanchek and the boys up next. And it sure looks good on you, Polka.
walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots?
I've tried, but these tears place I can't hide. You are on my lonely mind. All these blues I've found have really got me down. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep on drinking till I can't even think. 'Cause in the last week I ain't slept a wink. There's a tear in my beer 'cause I'm crying for you, dear.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, again, our time has gone by so quickly here at the Polka Place. I just love playing this stuff and making everybody a little happy. So we're going to close here with the Beer Barrel Polka. And once again, thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. And it'll be the beginning of May. How about that? So we'll see how the weather goes. Hopefully it'll be a lot better than it is now. Here is the Beer Barrel Polka. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Drive safe.
out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Turn out the lights.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joseph Pecky joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise. Zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. The Vatican says 250,000 people filled St. Peter's Square and surrounding streets to say farewell to Pope Francis, whose funeral is in its final hour. The homeless and world leaders equally honored guests. In a homily, the assembled guests were reminded of Francis's call to build bridges, not walls, and one just may have been built just before the funeral began. Here's Monsignor Anthony Figueredo.
Perhaps the first miracle of Francis, I dare say, a meeting between President Trump and President Zelensky.
Seen conferring just before the funeral. CBS Vatican contributor Delia Gallagher has more on that moment and the contrast with the previous Trump-Zelensky encounter.
There's something poetic.